Well, good morning. All right, so do you guys skateboard? No skateboarders? Do you surf? No surfers? Boogie board? A little boogie board, a little bit. You're not a professional, no, but you do boogie board. All right, skimboard? You don't even know what those are. Oh, we gotta go to the beach. I'll introduce you to a whole bunch of fun stuff. Okay, well, there's this saying that you'll sometimes see on t-shirts or on stickers, and I don't know if you've ever seen this one that says, no fear. Oh my gosh, I am falling flat.
Even I have a no fear t-shirt.
You have a no fear t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay, who in here has seen the no fear stickers and t-shirts, right? Of all those people, how many of you skateboard? All right. In the skateboarding and in the surfing world, there's this saying called no fear, right? Like, be super bold and brave and hop on your board and don't worry that you might wipe out, right? No fear. In our readings today, we are told not to fear over and over and over again. So, who got the saying out there first, God or the surfers? God, yeah. What does it mean not to fear? Melena?
Not be afraid.
Don't be afraid. So what's the opposite of being afraid or fearing? Right, well, it's another word for not being afraid. What would be on the opposite end of not being afraid? Brave? What's another word?
Well, she said bold.
Brave and what?
Bold.
Yeah, brave, bold, confident. Yep. Well, the surfers and the skateboarders, they're brave and bold and confident in their own selves, right? Because they practice. What do you think God wants us to be brave and bold and confident in? Yeah, in Jesus. What were you going to say, Uzzah? In living your lives because of God. Yeah. So now I'm going to give you guys the task when school starts. I know, way too soon. But when it does, look around and see if you see anyone wearing the No Fear t-shirts or a backpack or a sticker, right? And then when you see it, remember, oh yeah, God said that too, not just the surfers and skaters. All right? Will you do that? Will you look for it? You don't know? Well, look, if you see one, keep that in the back of your mind. Well, let's say a prayer before you go off and have your... Well, you're going to serve, but you get to go to Sunday school. All right.
Reverend Annie, since I forgot to say something about next week, maybe you should say something about next Sunday, Youth Sunday?
Oh, yes. Next Sunday is Blessing of the Backpacks. So everyone who's going to school or brings a bag to work, we invite you to bring your backpack or your bag, and we will bless it and pray that you have a good start to the new year. And because we're doing that, we thought, well, let's just honor all our acolytes. So all the acolytes are going to be honored as well next Sunday. So you'll all get a reminder. But for everybody else, please bring your work bags with you, and we'll bless you and your backpacks. Thanks, because when you asked me to say something, I had no idea.
Obviously, I had no idea either because I remembered it when I was sitting here.
Well, now you're all responsible for helping us remember.
Takes a village.
All right, you guys ready to pray now? All right, dear God, we thank you for giving us you, that we can trust in you, have faith in you, and not be afraid because you are with us always. Help us to remember this as we go out about our lives today and for the rest of our lives. And what do we say at the end? Amen. All right, thanks, you guys. I'll see you later. Well, I'll see you guys the whole time. I'll see you later after Sunday school.